A gospel-shaped embodied life. Grace is not a technique. It is not a magical quality that God dispenses like a candy machine, or the power for self-actualization or personal peace and affluence. It is not a lubricant to get the parts inside working properly. And it is not a three-step program for self-improvement. When we treat grace that way, we surrender to the spirit of our age by fashioning ourselves and our bodies through our own efforts. We don't use grace to shape ourselves. It shapes us into the image of the one who gives it. The grace that God gives, though, is God Himself. Theologian Kevin Van Hooser writes that the gospel is God's self-giving in His Son through His Spirit. Salvation, the psalmist proclaims, is from the Lord, Psalm 3:8, NIV. But the one who comes to save is the Lord Himself. Ephesians 2, 1-10 announces that we have been raised up with Christ, that God will show us the riches of His grace in Christ, and that we have been created in Christ Jesus for good works. The grace that we receive through faith is nothing less than union with our Savior, Jesus Christ Himself. Our union with Christ is the inauguration of a new form of life. When we hear and believe the good news that our sins have been washed away by the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ, the patterns and habits of our lives will never be left alone. That change in our status, wherein we transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God's glorious light, transforms our horizons and reorients our lives. Where our relationships were once marked by the hostility of violence, envy, pride, and anger, our union with Christ opens the possibility for a new mode of being. Though grace, the presence of God Himself in our hearts and lives, is not a technique, it does have a shape, and it looks like Jesus. The love that Jesus' disciples are known by takes the shape of a cross, John writes in 1 John 3:16. By this we know love, that He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers.